Blog Talk Radio.
Tomorrow.
heard what I said, now Ooh. I'm pretty sure where we're coming from. You understand where we're coming from, no doubt. No, so we're getting it in, as always, and I'd like to thank everybody, all the people that I'm surrounded by, you know, all my friends, all my close friends, you know, with other radio shows, you know, my brother Jit Chronicles from Grindhard Radio, you know, Diva Spot Radio, HME Radio, Home Team Radio.
Much love.
You know, there's so many of them out there. You know, props to the Nikki Rich Show. You know, so many individuals out there that are trying to make a difference and trying to give, you know, independent and up-and-coming artists a voice and an outlet to get music played because, you know, you got to get as much exposure as you can, people. As much exposure as you can. Put yourself out there. And, you know, you definitely want more and more people to listen to you and definitely take a gander at your talent. And that's what we're going to do here on the D-Hour Show. We got hits tonight. You know, we play all the amateur indie upcoming artist hits, especially on Indie Up Saturday. It's Indie Up Saturday, so you already know what time it is. Yeah, we got two interviews. Yeah, we got some incredible indie, independent, up-and-coming artists we are interviewing tonight. Coming up in a little bit, we're going to be talking to my man, up-and-coming hip-hop star Journey Brave going to be in the building. I'm going to tell y'all right now, we've been bumping Journey's hits. Brother got hits. I'm telling you right now, we bumping this new one tonight. So make sure you guys keep it locked. We also going to be talking to up-and-coming R&B star James Kessy. We're getting it in with him tonight as well. Hits, people. We got interviews. We got the D-Hour Show. You don't know what time it is, but you're going to find out tonight. Absolutely.
You did.
Now, if you are a hip-hop artist, if you are a singer, if you are a spoken word artist slash poet, you like to have your music played on the show, you like to be interviewed on the D-Hour Show, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search the keywords D-Hour Show. Also, make sure you guys tune in to the D-Hour Show tomorrow for our special Sunday edition of the D-Hour Show Network, our Sunday show, The Covenant Cafe, with hosts Lamont Ferguson and my man Poetic Lace. Make sure you guys definitely check that out tomorrow. Get it in with them. Them righteous brothers are going to be playing some incredible up-and-coming gospel artist music, some incredible mainstream gospel music, and they got some interviews. They're going to be getting it in with a couple gospel artists tomorrow. So make sure you guys keep it locked, and we'll get that information to you guys a little later in the show about who they'll be interviewing. But definitely make sure you guys check them out. It's an incredible show. We got some incredible hosts on that show, so make sure you guys tune in. And also, make sure you tune in on Monday. Yes, it's popping off. You know why it's popping off? Because we the Over Red Vodka Radio. You didn't know about that by your song. I'm telling you right now, the Over Red Vodka Radio, we keep it popping all the time. We popping it off this Monday with the debut of the new Monday show on the D-Hour Show Network. We like to call it the I Got Something to Say show. Host, starring, fabulous in the building. Oh, yeah, we get it in, no doubt. Miss Fabulous, why don't you tell them a little bit about the I Got Something to Say show?
You know what? It's the I Got Something to Say show. If you really got something to say. If you really got something to say. If you really got something to say.
Something
well,
to say.
Basically.
Yeah, I was jammed. You could have kept on, Miss Fab. I love it.
Thank you. Yes, under the direction of my boss, the program director, the CEO, the founder of the Hour Show Radio Network, Mr. Beasley. Yes, absolutely. We're going to be bringing to the D-Hour family the IEYE Got Something to Say show, which will be incorporating sketch comedy, your local news, entertainment, fashion tips, relationship tips, indie music, mainstream music, you name it. It's like a SNL, in living color slash The View, all combined into radio.
That's amazing.
And there you have it.
There it is. If you don't understand, you better ask somebody. you better ask somebody. Go to your local market, and if you ain't found it, that Oval Redenbacher you're looking for, you better ask somebody about it again. It's got the fresh blue label on it. It's called the D-Hour Show.
I know that's right.
Well, you know, we got some things we're gonna be talking about tonight as well. I got my brother in the building. I got my sister in the building. We got some discussions. I gotta talk to my peeps about this situation with Chris Brown and Drake. You already know we're gonna be talking about that tonight, as well as many, many other issues. Also, a lot of people don't know. I know you guys haven't heard from our girl in a long time. The multi-talented Miss Lauryn Hill, she's got some legal issues going on right now. We're going to talk about that a little later as well. And we're just going to be getting in with you guys, getting in all your entertainment news, you know, crazy little stories. You know how your boy D-Slay is. And if everything go well, D-Slay might not have to go in tonight. Yeah, we have a new little segment D-Slay likes to throw out there every now and then. It's called the I Tend to Go In on Them Every Now and Then. Well, we might not go in on nobody tonight, but we'll see. We will see. But for right now, we're gonna kick off a couple of hits for you guys before my man Journey Brave get in the building. Real quick, I think I got my boy in the building. I think my other brother's in the building. Let me check it out. Is it my brother Kano the Pyro from HMV Radio?
Yes, sir. What's good? What's good, fam? How y'all living?
Doing major things tonight,
man. We finna be opening up for Lil Kim at the Mirage at King's Club.
Wow.
Shout out to the whole Am West fam, King Naughty, T Smooth. Definitely gonna be in the building. We're gonna be backstage hanging out with her and everything. And I had to tune in to the D-O show, though. I'm trying to hear somebody get D-slapped today.
Your boy got the V-slap queued up, so you already know. We slapping cats tonight, for real. But while my piece is in the building right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and kick off a couple of hits for y'all real quick before my man, Journey Brave, get in the building. We're going to start off with my boy, Johnny. This is D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. Let's get it in, people. Please, let's get it in.
Lego.
I've been across this tree so many times before. Oh. Seems like I can't forget the past and just let it go. I'm losing my way. You and they hate you, they don't break me, they just shake me. Now I'm colder and it's cool, I don't need them and it's true. I do battle by myself, now I'm lonely and it's cool. But when you wanna see the top, some people wanna see you lose. Throw your dirt up on my grave and all I ever do is grow. Through the concrete is a road, despite your efforts I will grow. Everybody got a dream, but if you sleep you never know. Gotta wake and go for yours, cause no true love is ever shown. Ever shown, ever shown.
Across the street so many times before. It's like I can't forget the past and just let it go. I'm losing my way.
When you hard and they clown you when you soft. If you somewhere in between, then it seems your soul is lost. Stand behind my God's back with the devil at my ear. Fighting demons on my path without no angels in the air. Kinda sick just thinking for weakness, so fuck that decency. So lonely on my path and I'm cashing in on my ecstasy. Hustle broken dreams through these drugs. I sold them fantasies and all these broken fantasies full of demons that I'm battling.
Across the street so many times before. Seems like I can't forget the past and just let it go. I'm losing my way. I'm losing my way.
up, no one knows. Like life has disappeared, a sin started in that stomach, a sack of vomit. My beautiful life is like a horror film. Sinning is living, cause living is made of sin. And my demons is robbing, giving, say robbing what God has given me. Daily departed, good morning, departed hearted in heaven. My body, angels and demons are fighting in my mind.
Miranda Nicole with her hit Kissing You. Before that was my man Johnny with his joint, Losing My Way. You already know, I got my co-host in the building, my sister, the lovely Miss Fabulous.
Hey, everybody, on this Father's Day weekend. Definitely, definitely. I hope that we're able to allow for some Father's Day reflections, maybe even play some related songs, because I know that our owner, director, program, mastermind, D. Slate, is a father. Are you a father?
Yes, I am, Miss Fabulous.
You did?
I have a beautiful and lovely little girl, so absolutely.
Okay, what about you, Jay?
Yeah, I'm definitely, I mean, I got a 15-year-old, so, and I'm only 21.
Oh, God, that's right. Stop rubbing my leg in the studio, because we may have a newborn, so, you know.
Oh.
Miss Fab, we just call Jit Big Papa. That's all we call him. We just call him Big Papa.
Wow. I'm going to leave myself and come back in. Yeah.
Something like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, I got my peeps in the building. I also got my brother Kano the Pyro from HME Radio. Kano, what's good?
What up? I'm
hey,
here,
Kano.
Man.
You already
what
know,
up,
man.
How you doing? What up, Jay?
Hey.
What up, bro? Vegas. Can't call it, man. I ain't, shit, I'm thinking about doing a show tonight, man. I don't know. I probably can't pull that one off, but y'all just stay tuned. Y'all make sure y'all check out our blog, too, HMERadio.blogspot.com.
No doubt.
And follow us on Twitter at HME Radio.
No doubt. My brother Kano the Pyro from HME Radio. All the pyromaniacs, you better get it in with them, no doubt. Ladies and gentlemen, right now, it's about time for us to introduce our first guest for the night. Oh, yeah. We've been playing this brother's hits in the hour show for quite some time. I'm going to tell y'all right now, the people, one of my favorite hits by the brother, and I'm going to tell you right now, extremely talented and up-and-coming hip-hop star. Let me tell you a little bit. Life is an interesting journey for which you must be brave to transcend. Although Johnny Banks, in his government-given name, Journey Brave, is definitely his approach to life. Encapsulating the rawness of hip-hop, MC Journey Brave infuses his fluid, soulful consciousness rhymes and melodic pureness of soul. When asked why he chose to embrace Journey Brave as his name, he states with conviction, "Journey Brave is the positive force that drives me to be stronger. My inner gladiator makes me more than just a conqueror, but a king. A king of my life and my legacy. Journey Brave is the perspective of a warrior, grounded on respect, discipline, and fearlessness. Despite Journey Brave's trials and tribulations, he believes he can be the best because of his ability to face, endure, and overcome danger, disgrace, and pain. Blending those experiences in favorite radio hits like Be Anything and Hustle Hard, Journey Brave captivates his listeners as he consistently paints a lyrical canvas intertwined with hypnotic skits. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D-Hour show welcome to my man, Journey Brave.
Oh, my God. Y'all feel I'm at home right now, bruh. What's good? I'm going to tell you what, man. You just inspired me reading that, bruh. Like, straight up. Journey Brave is you, bruh.
I got to, Journey. Look here, bro. First of all and foremost, for the fans of the D-Hour show to know, I've been playing your music for some time. I've been a fan of the music. You are definitely an incredibly talented artist, man, and that's what it's all about. We created this show to give artists like yourself an opportunity, a voice, and an opportunity to be heard, and you deserve to be heard. Just like these mainstream artists they hear on the radio today, you are just as talented as them, and you deserve to be heard too, bro.
My man. You know what? I respect you for that. I appreciate you for that. Really do, man, because it's really, this is what it is. This is how it gets to the people, man. So, you know, I appreciate y'all for even inviting me on the show, man. Thank you.
I'm just happy to have you, to finally get you on the show. And like I said, we've been playing the hits for quite some time, man. And, you know, now it's about time for everybody to meet the man himself. You know, going into my first question, man, tell us about the music project, the new music project you're working on, and, you know, what's the inspiration going into it?
Ah, so you're talking about the Journey Brave project?
No doubt.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because that one I actually just released at the top of the year, and you know, it's really just I've thought about the title for my first debut album for a long time, man, and it just hit me, man. It Journey Brave, you know, it made sense. So that the essence of the music that you're hearing on that project really kind of defines the mission a little bit, you know? If that makes any sense.
No doubt, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, bro, I know my peeps got, you know, some questions for you too, but I'm gonna kick off this one real quick. Man, you know, looking at the state of hip hop right now. And I know, you know, like myself, I know cats that know true hip hop, and I know you know true hip hop. You know, looking at the state of hip hop right now, man, and the way people are perceiving hip hop, and there's so many people not liking it, man. There's so many, you know, there's no positive hip hop no more. It's hip hop is just not the same anymore, and it's a lot of people that are feeling that, and a lot of people that are complaining about it. It's the cats that's angry about it, as well as some mainstream and superstar artists that are angry about it as well. But, you know, the state of hip-hop and the question that's looming right now is whether or not hip-hop is dead. You know, how do you respond, and what do you think about the state of hip-hop right now?
Well, you know, it's funny because I can't understand where a lot of those people get their feelings. Like, I know how they're feeling, you know, because I felt that way at some point. But what I had to do is kind of step back and look at things and be real honest. And, you know, every era is golden for the people who in it.
That's real.
You know what I'm saying? Every era is the golden era for the people who in it. So, and, you know, I look at my little brother as a good example. He's taught me a lot as he's matured. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's 18 now. And, you know, he used to be on some totally different stuff, you know what I'm saying? When he was 13, he was just on some totally different stuff, man. But then I just saw him mature and start to dig and start to look for music. And, you know, I might have some influence on that, but, you know, he still did it. He didn't have to. And, you know, I come back home and I'm talking to him. He telling me about, you know, the Jizza, you know what I'm saying? Liquid Swords, you know what I'm saying? He telling me about the Roots, you know what I mean? I'm like, word, okay.
That's what's up.
You know? So I think that you just got to grow. You got to grow. And you, instead of hating on a generation, man, I think we need to help them. I think we need to talk to them. We need to understand them a little bit more, you know?
Do you think that, you know, people saying that they think hip-hop is dead, do you think it's dead?
Nah, bro. Yo, you can't kill. Yo, energy cannot be created nor destroyed, man. Yo, it is.
That's
it
real.
Can't be dead. You know why I can't be dead? Because I'm breathing, brother. I'm breathing.
I like that.
You know?
Absolutely. I got my girl, man, my co-host, man, you know, one of my right hands on the D-Hour show, Miss Fabulous, in the building. Miss Fab, you got any questions for Journey Ray?
I do. Greetings, Jay. How are
you? I'm excellent.
Yes, salute. Definitely, I have a couple of questions for you, okay? I didn't think you would probably expect to come for an interview because you've already arisen, so. But nonetheless, I would like to say, how did you get started? I don't know, most artists, like, why would you ask the question? But you don't know where you're going until you know or you have disseminated where you've been.
Why did I get started? Or how? Why or how? Is that what you said?
You know, it can be a combination of
their own. All right, cool. Here we go. Now, I'm going to tell you, it's funny because I didn't start off rapping. I wrote my first poem when I was 12, you know, and it was an assignment. And I wrote about the Super Bowl. you know. And I was like, it was the Cowboys versus the Bills, and I wrote about how the Buffalo Bills was gonna get whipped. Like, that was my first poem, man. And you know, no disrespect to any Buffalo Bills fans, you know. But that was the, you know, so that was when Emmitt was playing, and you know, he's a beast. So I was with him. But yeah, so that was my first joint. And then, like, yo, the pressures, like, you start feeling pressures even as a kid. I grew up in Baltimore, Maryland, you know what I mean, until I was 13, and then I moved to Virginia. But just, it's like, it's an outlet, man, you know. So hip-hop just was an outlet. And I started beatboxing and recording myself, beatboxing. That's how I started making beats and rapping over that, you know. It's a long story, but I keep it right there.
Interesting. And then my other question for you would be, we have a combination of eras that are being put together from, you know, influences from the 70s, you know, from the 80s and 90s, and now, you know, 2000s are pretty much like a blend of all of them. You know, some artists are considered to be trendy artists. Other artists state that you don't go hard like the next person. So what category or what genre would you consider yourself to be?
I'm gonna answer that like I think you asked it. Okay.
All right.
And then, like, correct me if it, you know, if you need clarification, but like, all right, so this is my goal, man. I've been, like, up on, I've been listening to, like, Al Green a lot lately, man. James Brown, you know. Just, like, that. It's something about Curtis Mayfield, man. It's something about those cats, man. They could really cut, like, yo, what is it, King Heroin, man? Like, talking about how the effects of heroin on the community, on a man. And he just was going in and just talking. And it was over some smooth music, man. You know, Al Green would talk about love, and the Isley Brothers, Earth, Wind, and Fire, those cats, man, like, that's my goal. Like, hopefully, man, I can capture the essence of that in the music. I don't know if I am, but, you know, like, that's where I want to go.
Okay.
That makes sense. I don't know if that answers.
Perfectly. It really did. So you're pretty much saying that your music has to be impactful, not just to be recorded to make a hit or to make a dollar. You need to make sense. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Right?
Nah. You know, my kids are going to be listening to their daddy one day.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? If that's all that comes from the music, man, I'm happy because my kids are going to be able to listen to it. And they're going to be able to say, okay, so this is what Pop thought about this right here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I gotta live. I gotta really communicate what I'm experiencing. I gotta communicate what I've experienced, and because it's talking about the time, it's talking about just humanity, and they gotta hear about that.
Amen.
That's real.
Mm-hmm.
No. Now, Journey, are you where you at right now? Are you in Chi-Town?
Nah, I was in Chi-Town last week. My little brother graduated, but I'm right here in the A right now.
No doubt. I got my brother Jit Chronicles, man, from Groundhog Radio. Jit, what you got for my man Journey Break?
Yeah, Journey, I wanted to ask you, bro, what bit of advice that a person gave to you that you applied and it actually worked that you willing to share with a new and upcoming artist?
Be yourself.
Wow.
That's real.
Be yourself, man. Ain't nobody else on this earth like you, man. When you really honest. When you really honest, ain't nobody else on earth like you. And that's an interesting story, man. I love to hear it. But cats is afraid to be themselves, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
That's real.
And I understand it. And I ain't even judging that, yo. Like, I'm not condemning that because I understand that fear, you know, and I can't judge it. But, you know, it comes a point where you can't be afraid just to be you and to be honest, man. Like, yo, can't be. So.
That's good advice, brother.
No doubt.
That's damn good advice.
No doubt. Yeah. No doubt. It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy, D. Slate. We got Jet Chronicles and Miss Fabulous in the building. We talking to up-and-coming hip-hop star Journey Brave. Getting in with him right now. We're getting ready to kick off the hip-hop four on the floor, four back-to-back hip-hop hits from these incredible artists that we showcase all the time right on the D-Hour Show. We're going to start it off. We're going to start that four off with my man Journey Brave's new hit, The Fame. Bro, tell us about The Fame.
The Fame. I'm going to tell you the real story on how that was created. I was actually on my way to Chicago with my godmother. She had to get up there for like a class reunion, and she didn't want to drive that far by herself, you know what I'm saying? So I drove her up there, and on the way, I'm listening to her iPod, you know what I'm saying? And this Dionne Warwick song comes across, you know, and I hear it, and I'm like, whoa. If you ever hear San Jose, you just listen to that song. Man, that's an amazing song, man. So I'm listening. My godmother put me on. I'm listening to her hit. See what I'm saying? And she got, I don't even know some of them names, but like the doo-wop groups we listening to. And I'm just like, this is ill. So I'm like, as soon as we get back, yo, I'm like, I need that song. I need to find it. And I'm like, I'm messing with that joint, man. So I was in there in the lab, man. That's what came up. Like because at first I was going to hit him with the L.A. is a great big highway. I was thinking about making it for somebody else. But I was like, nah, I'm gonna eat this up, man. Forget that. And I just put it, you know. Fame and fortune is a magnet, you know. So the fame, man, the fame, that's it. And you gonna hear like, yo, there's a line in there that's like, if I should, or maybe I should go back to Chicago, like, you know, sometimes that's like, man, what am I doing with this music? But I can't leave it, man. I can't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we get ready to kick it out. I've already heard it, and the joint is slamming just like all the other ones, man, that we just showcased on the show. So I can't wait to get this world premiere, the D-Hour Show world premiere, your new hit, The Fame. So we're going to do that. We got more with Journey Brave when we get back. We got some more questions from my man, Journey. So definitely sit back and relax, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to kick off the Hip-Hop 4 on the Floor Journey. Go ahead and introduce your joint for everybody.
Everybody, thank you for listening to my baby. This is The Fame. The Fame. Thank you, Journey Brave.
No doubt, baby. We got more with Journey Brave when we get back. Sit back and relax. It's the Hip-Hop 4 on the Floor. It's your boy D. Slate, Miss Fabulous, Jet Chronicles in the building. We getting it in. Let's get it.
There you go.
No doubt, you're listening to the Hip-Hop 4 on the Floor on the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio.
Lines. With ink on paper, I'm writing this lightning, it's striking, leaving vapors. I'm
a thunderstorm, but my words are earthquakes. Each line's like a crack in the place when they shaking. Consider me half man, half amazing. I should be famous, but I remain nameless. I guess that's how the game is. I gotta get my money up, gotta do my promo, gotta build my fan base. It's happening in slow-mo. Maybe I should give up, move to Chicago. If only I could just hit the lotto. Man, I want the fame, the fortune. You want the fame, the fortune. The wide receiver, or the subsonic bass in the speaker, flow full of ether. Yeah, call me Napalm John, cause when I turn my rhymes on, I bomb like Vietnam Don the dust. I strike like elephant tusk, spit truth, most dudes just embellishing rust. Folk, I shine like greasy foreheads in summertime, though life is a witch, her body's divine, so I'ma stay in the for as long as I can, till I bust and give birth to my marvelous plans. People try to get more green like more green and get shot in the eye by your wise guy. I dream it, patiently play my hand, not chasing cream, cause cream come easy when you own the cow. Milk it every day and make cheese by the pound. Milk it every day and make cheese, homie. I want the fame, the the temperature in deep freezers, deeper than the scandals in police force, deeper, deeper than the black in my skin, deeper than the look of Charles Manson when he grinned, deeper than the strums of Jimi Hendrix, the hums of fallen youth when bullets release their spirits, the fate of the wicked, deeper than the root of religion is fiction, the same lies that fool Muslims, they fool Christians, deeper, deeper than the truth, deeper than the noose, deeper than swastikas of the Jews, deeper than the flu vaccination. They inject you with a virus for a payment, save it. Deeper than the Matrix, CIA agents, UFO cases, income tax payments. Deeper than races using Bible translations. Deeper than spaces, face it, man, I want the fame, the fortune, you want the
come on. poetry. What you supposed to be? Taste making, please. I'll be the toad, dark and creamy. Call me Tasty Freeze.
Here we kitty come, come, here we kitty come, come, we kitty come, come, here we kitty come, come, we kitty come, come, here we kitty come, come, we kitty come, come, here we kitty come, come.
My gang ain't a gang, man, we more like a unit. It only feels like a gang when we do it. Meaning my people congruent. Equal to force, equal to cause, equal to swords. Equal to fight it together, equal to tour. But of course, we are the royal court, kings and queens with a bunch of ghetto soldiers, white tees and jeans. Please don't get us wrong, we armed with them squeezy things. By definition, we them breezy beans, and ain't no telling what the season brings. Hot or cold, got it sold, giving stitches to you bitches, even mixless fool. Underestimated, you under investigated. The thunder of heavy weight, crushes hit a dust you till you're respirated. Hard to breathe, if your squad on freeze. Got you frozen from the words spoken, pause your speech. And don't speak, less spoken to. Bold folks talking, hush, lie coming through. Dead men don't walk with us.
Here we come,
here we come.
What up? Shut up. I'm smacked in the cut, trying to smack butt up. And my lap is a smut. She wax, she won't. I'm like, that gon' ease up. Now grab on knees. Jesus. I'm clean cut like cold cuts for show though. Yeah, homo like gold dust. I'm grown up, but these men is feminine.
You ain't hard family, you hard candy.
Eminem, Dolo, never ever pretended being Modell. I'm in the cheddar, cheddar, them Benjamins. Oh no, this ain't a game, it's primogen. Rogo, same as a chain, a synonym. Fofo, yeah, I bang with Eminem. Get rid of them as soon as they send a man. So send your men, me and my men, we winning in. Swimming and women, friends, and rooms, and sentiments.
Yeah, do we shut that down and hit them up, split them up like the dust stuck down. It's where the buck stops, chunk the punk cock round. We tell them get down. Yeah, do we shut that down and hit them up, split them up like the dust stuck down. It's where the buck stops, chunk the punk cock round. We tell them get down.
My old man tell me don't waste time. I know, man, me no waste time. Now I grind like slow jams. I rhyme, I flow, man. I shine, I glow, man. I twist and roll, slip. I hit and blow, man. See, I don't take it from no man. I grip the full click and split the whole can. I get the dough quick. I flip the program. I switch the program. Get with the program like Omar Epps. I'm too deep in all y'all slept. I'm too deep like Omar Epps. Haka sex, I trim. Who you trying to ball with? We medicine ball big. You better call quits. It's better to forfeit. I shredder your whole click. Fit like a camel. This mammal is more sick. And the forfeit is tough. That fella dangerous. Pop the metal. Them shots will settle up where your brain is.
Yeah, do we shut that down and hit them up? Split them up like the dust stuck down. It's where the buck stops. Chunk the punk cock round. We tell them get down. Yeah, do we shut that down and hit them up, split them up like the dust stuck down. It's where the buck stops, chunk the punk cock round. We tell them get down.
Be the beast that never
Side note. So I didn't rap for 2 years, man. I took 2 years. I quit rapping, bro.
Wow.
I quit rapping because I was so discouraged with this, with where things were. That's why I said I can understand how some people feel, man. You know, like I know cats who ain't don't spit no more. It's like, nah, I'm not rapping. And they nice. They was nice. Like, but nah, I'm not rapping. I'm done with this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I, you know, I took 2 years. I was like, I'm going to focus on my production. And what's crazy is by the end of that time period, I had this long mixtape done. And it was like I would just go in and freestyle verses, you know, or like write them on the fly real quick. And they was just inspired little joints. And then my boy was like, yo, what are you doing? Why are you not rapping? Like, you're wasting the talent. And, our conversation convinced me to get back on it, man. I started doing some stuff down here. And, you know.
That's real.
It is.
That's real. Absolutely. Absolutely. I like it. Now, Ms. Pam, you got any closing comments or questions for Journey Braids?
Oh, absolutely. More of a statement. I mean, what you stated to up-and-coming artists is very much so true. You know, a lot of people, they want to break into the industry, but they don't know how to begin. And once they actually get started, it's like they want to get on so bad that they lose their self and get off of morality and get off on values and morals. So I guess, you know, what I'm stating is you appear to have your head on straight and, you know, you're still remaining to be an individual and not necessarily the cookie cutter syndrome. So at the end of the day, as an indie artist, I'm not even going to say indie for you. I'm going to say entrepreneur indie, ready indie artist. I salute you to your work and your craft, and I'm glad that you decided not to give up, because when you give up, when you look back, you know, there's a race and a generation of people behind us wanting, like, their hands are out, like, why?
Right.
You never ask why. Always say, what can I do next? And as an aspiring artist, definitely you have done the next thing. So thank you.
No doubt. Thank you. You know what? That's real deep. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You should come over here and shake my hand. Okay.
I'm
gonna give you a hug. I'm gonna give you a hug.
There you go.
There it is. I got my man Jit. You got any questions or closing comments for Journey Braids?
Yeah, bro, I want to know, where can we find your music at, and where can we follow you on the internet?
Yes, well, what I did is I made it as simple as possible. Just remember, life is a journey, and you have to be brave, you know, and put a .com, and then there you go, journeybrave.com. That's my website. That's how you can follow me on Twitter, just at Journey Braids. Facebook, the same thing. And, you know, it's funny, I actually wanted to put this out there to any people that's interested. You know, I'm really in the strategic planning stages of some things right now. And I want to start reaching out to the people, man, to see who be interested in being a part of just the Journey Braids initiative, man. I want to just, because it's really about the people, and it takes people knowing, it takes people talking, it takes what you are doing right now. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to, I really want to reach out to my fans or to anybody who's interested in that. So you can hit me up, and you can contact me at any of those locations.
That's what's up.
No doubt, bro. Now, JB, you got any shout outs, bro? You want to shout out there real quick?
Yeah, man. I want to shout out. I want to shout out first and foremost. I haven't talked to this cat in a minute. I sent him a letter. I want to shout out my man Shantaz Gilliam, who got beat up and battered by the Cobb County Police, and I'm not sure if he's still in there or not. But I wanted to shout him out and say, yo, keep your head up, brother, if you happen to hear this. I meant what I said in that letter. I don't know if you got it, but if you did, I meant what I said in it. So I want to shout him out first and foremost, I want to shout out my homeboy Imago Day, just for holding me down all these years, and best of luck with him. They got a album called The Bare Essentials. This just really amazing. He produced the entire album, mixed and recorded. We was going through it. It's crazy. Mixing and recording an album is the craziest thing in the world. To be the artist, the producer, and the engineer is nerve-wracking. But when you do it, it feels so rewarding. So shout out to Imago Day. And just, yo, shout out to my to all my people, man. Just, you know, yo, let's get it. That's it.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, Journey, first and foremost, man, I want to say it was an absolute pleasure, and it was an honor, man, to have you on the show with us. Like I said, you know, I'm definitely a fan of the music, man. We're going to definitely keep playing it on the D-Hour show. And, you know, when you keep dropping them hits, man, you keep sending them our way, man. We're going to keep putting it in rotation and keep getting it out there for the people to hear. And, as you know, for myself, Miss Fabulous, you know, and the rest of the D-Hour show family, you know, we just want to say that as far as we're concerned, man, you family now. The door is always open for you on the D-Hour show. Anytime you want to come by, man, kick it with us, you know, send us your music. You got a key, man. The door is open for you. You're welcome.
Man.
That's real.
Yo, I can cook too, man. So, yo, you get something from being being a part of the family. If I'm coming to the crib, I like the grill, man. I like the grill.
Rings, you know, spaghetti, you know, however you want to get that. I love me some baby back ribs. Now,
some baby lima beans.
Get going. Keep going. You know what I'm saying? That's real. I just want to, you know, we just want to extend that. And also, bro, I'm going to shoot you the information for my man Jet Chronicles that's on with us right now for Grind Hard Radio. So they can get you on rotation too, and they can get you on their show too, bro.
Let's do it. Let's do it, man. I love it.
So
yeah, I'll hit you up on Twitter, bro. I'll definitely be hitting you up, Journey.
Most definitely. Let's do it, man.
That's real. That's real. And Journey, I also want to put the extend the invitation out there too. And that we've been trying to change up a few things on the D-Hour show. And I would like you to if you will to create a intro song for us for the D-Hour show.
Yo, that might be cool, man. That might be cool, you know. I like that.
So, yeah, I'll definitely hit you up on the info on that. But as always, man, you know, it's a pleasure, and I'm glad I was able to finally get you on the show, man. And had a great time with you, man. Wonderful interview. I figured you were definitely an intelligent brother, and you definitely proved that. And, you know, you definitely have what it takes, man, to make it in this music business. And like Miss Fabulous said, we're so thankful that you didn't give up on it.
Hey, man, you know, I'm glad y'all didn't give up on it either. So we're here now.
That's real. So, hey, you keep producing them hits, man. We're going to keep bumping it for you. You have a blessed night, man. I'm definitely going to stay in touch with you.
Yeah, get at me, man. Y'all take it easy. Peace.
Thank you, Journey Brand.
Stay blessed, bro.
No doubt.
All right.
It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy, D. Slate. Getting it in for the fit ends, no doubt. That was my man, Journey Brave. You know how we do it. Up-and-coming hip-hop star. I like to call these up-and-coming artists stars because they stars in the making. Up-and-coming hip-hop star, Journey Brave, getting it in with us, no doubt. We got some more hits we're going to be playing for you guys in a second. We got my man, James Kessie, coming in a minute. We're going to be getting it in with him. I got my boy Jet Chronicles in the building. My girl, Miss Fabulous. Now, real quick, I know my peoples. I know y'all heard about the situation with Drake and Chris Brown getting into a brawl in the club. Bottles getting thrown around. Apparently Drake was throwing the bottles around or whatever. But so I heard that San Antonio Spurs player Tony Parker got hurt, you know, got a little cut in the face. There was a rumor that there was a young lady that got busted in the head, you know, busted in the head by, you know, one of the bottles or something like that. And also, you know, rumors have said that the whole situation was revolved or surrounding the topic of Rihanna.
Wow.
Crazy.
Miss Fab, well, first of all, I got to give Drake and Chris Brown a V-slap for that.
They have to get one. Slap him again.
Let me give another one.
Wow. Yeah. Why don't you give him a round of applause?
You know, I mean, damn.
I'm going to use your umbrella.
I mean, I really don't get it. I'm going to go with Miss Fab. What you think about that?
I just think this is just indespicably ridiculous. I mean, with all the famine, with all the bullying, with all the unemployment cutbacks and layoffs and things of mm-hmm. that nature, all eyes, such as Tupac used to say, all eyes on me. And I think it is a publicity stunt. I think that their next album or their next mixtape is going to probably be together. So what they need to do is allow for us, the D-Hour show, to provide some mediation. They can do some community service, go in the middle of a mall, and just dance it off. You know what I mean? Or sit in a room and come up with some lyrics and then come up with something productive because people mm-hmm. are emulating. It's like a mirror. You don't look in the mirror and then you don't look back and then you don't see nothing. When you look in the mirror, it's a reflection. And when you do things as such, there are people that are following. We're responsible adults. We're professionals. We know how to turn it on and off. But to your 13-year-old that's listening to both of their music, to the 13-year-old that does not have the influence or the role modeling, they say, hey, it's okay to have money to pop bottles and pop each other. It's not okay. It's not okay.
You're right. It's ridiculous. Jid, what you think about that, bro?
You know, I think Ms. Fab said a mouthful. I can't tell you what went on there because I wasn't there, and I don't know what the situation was before it popped off. But just like she said, man, you got these young kids out here that's looking at what you're doing and doing the same thing, you know. So I just need these fellas to set better examples, you know. And I know a lot of people say, well, I'm not a role model. I never meant to be a role model, but you become one when you put yourself in that type of situation, especially when you work in the entertainment business, you know. So I just need these fellas to get it together and show us positive, us brothers in a positive light.
That's real. You know what? I think D. Slater's going to go in for a second. I got to go in on these cats real quick. First of all, I want to say that, too, I hear that Drake may possibly be getting charged with a reckless endangerment in that whole situation, but because, you know, he started the whole bottle throwing.
Yeah,
but,
somebody can get killed by throwing a bottle. You can lose your life like that,
exactly,
you know, so that's not right.
Exactly. And then here's the other kicker, too. You know, I don't know what's going on with my man Drake. You know, he's an incredibly talented brother. Incredibly talented brother, and I can't wait to get him on the show. But I got to, for those that don't know what a V-slap is, that's a virtual slap in the face. But I got to give my man Drake another V-slap.
There you go.
I just want to say that this is the second situation that Drake has been in getting into it with somebody over a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got into a beef with Common over Serena Williams. You get into a beef with Chris Brown over Rihanna. I mean, come on, man. I mean, it's. I mean, they're gorgeous and talented women, but that's not really necessary, man. The ocean we call this world is full of intelligent and gorgeous women out there. You guys don't need to be fighting over.
Right.
You really don't need to be fighting over them. And Chris Brown. I think Chris Brown is one of the most talented young brothers out there, singers. You really don't need no more bad press, man.
Right, you need to just take a time press. Out.
And he's a personal friend of mine. I'm just
You need to get as much positive press as you can. The negative press ain't helping you, brother. Negative press is not helping you. It's not helping you at all. I think that you know, just said it right. You know, you guys need to be role models. And he said it right. You know, a lot of cats out there in the entertainment business like themselves talking about they don't want to be role models. Well, you know what? Tough shit. You know,
yeah, right.
Like tough shit because you decided you wanted to be a superstar. When you decided you wanted to be famous, you decided you wanted to be a role model. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. It comes with the territory. If you don't want to be a role model, get the hell out of the entertainment business.
Right. And not to interrupt, Beasley, I did wanted to say this. You know, there's nothing wrong with a good fight. I'm going to say this. I can stand by that and say there's nothing wrong with a good fight as long as you keep it clean. You know, do it on the tracks instead of, you know, throwing bottles at each other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not even necessary. I mean, I just feel like, you know, you don't need this negative press. You don't need this garbage going on right now. You need as much positive press as possible. All that is not necessary. It's unnecessary.
Right. Can I say something also? Considering also that June is Black Music Month, you have the BET Awards and Michael Jackson's, death anniversary coming up really soon. And, you know, Chris Brown is a huge, huge, huge emulator, follower, fan of Michael Jackson. And like I said, I know Chris Brown personally. So, you know, it's a factor of, you know, number one, the things that happen don't go away. And two, when you have supervision and when you have paperwork on you, these are the choices that you may want to consider. You know, and last but not least, bullets or bottles or glass, none of that stuff has people's name on it. It's not intended for one specific person. I mean, really, Tony Parker could have been really injured. Or somebody else that's famous or unfamous. The bartender, anyone could have been injured behind something reckless choices. So I think they should run it. I think no one's the best, and I think they should get underneath Rihanna's umbrella and man down. That's what I think.
And I just want to say to all the light-skinned brothers out there, stop it, okay? I understand y'all trying to bring the light-skinned brothers back, but y'all making the light-skinned brothers look good because the dark-skinned brothers, we're going to remain on top forever. That's all I'm going to say about it. I'm just gonna leave it off with I hope these brothers learn from this situation, and just let's start getting positive press, man. Positive press, and I don't want to hear that garbage about I'm not trying to be a role model. That's garbage, man. You a role model when you decide to be in the music business, and you got all these young fans and these young kids idolizing you and listening to you. You're a role model. And to my brother Chris Brown, you idolize Michael Jackson, you honor Michael Jackson, but you're not honoring Michael Jackson with stuff like that. What I'm saying? You never seen Michael in no situation like that doing stuff like that. You wanna honor your idol, then you need to be out there making great music, and giving back to the community. That's what you need to be doing. Giving it back to the people. And representing this Black Music Month. That's all I want to say about that. But we're gonna get it in as always. You know, it's your boy D Slate getting it in with my man Jeff Chronicles from Ground Hard Radio. Got my girl Miss Fabulous in the building. We're gonna go ahead and kick off a couple of hits before my man James Kessie get in the building. We're gonna be getting it in with him. It's the D Hour Show. Indie Up Saturday. You know how we do it. We're gonna kick it off and keep it going with my man Rashawn Lyles with his hit Screaming. Right here on the D Hour Show. You already know, baby. Let's get it.
Let's ride.
This has been an exclusive.
Say tracks.
Touch you here, touch you there, start up with some warm up.
Don't worry about your tone, I got that auto-tune for grown-ups.
Your body is a scale, the note I wanna play. Take you from falsetto all the way down to bass. Got you hitting them brand new octaves, screaming like you're at the opera. Loosen up some vocal cords, get you singing higher than Mariah. Let me conduct our melodies as a player, your symphony. By the time that we are finished, your ad-lib's gonna be crazy, girl. For your performance,
lights, camera, action.
We gotta record it, blowing out your speakers, that bass, steady beating. Ooh, it's getting louder. The session gon' last for hours. Hit them brand new octaves, screaming like you're at the opera. Loosen up some vocal cords, get you singing higher than Mariah. Let me conduct some melodies as I'm playing your symphony. And by the time that we
it's gonna be crazy. The neighbors hear us steaming up the showers, fogging up the mirrors tonight. 'Cause I'ma do your body so right. 'Cause I won't stop till you scream.
Join the team, do what I say like Simon said.
Have an event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
What's going on? It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D Slate getting it in for the fit-ins, playing the hits. You know how we do it. You just got to listen to my man, Alley Boy. This point, I say, before that was my man, Rashawn Lyles, with his hit, Screaming. Oh, yeah, you know how we do it. It's your boy, D Slate, Miss Fabulous, Jig Chronicles in the building. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to introduce our next guest for tonight, proudly served in the United States Army and fought in Operation Iraqi Freedom, a combat veteran, James Cassay, is now devoting his time to making great music. His music is dedicated to his father, James Clyde Cassay, and his oldest brother, Thor Williams. May they rest in peace. So through his music, he tells a story that everyone can relate to. James Cassay is a lover of all genres of music. He draws inspiration from artists such as Michael Jackson, Temptations, Joe, and Whitney Houston. May she rest in peace. James Cassay has the talent, drive, and passion needed to succeed in this music industry. He has been featured in online magazines such as Industry All Access at industryallaccess.com and Hostile Magazine. He has performed live at Dream World Music Complex in Arlington, Texas. His music has been featured on online radio stations such as Heat Radio, The Intune Show, World Radio, and many, many more. And tonight, debuting on the D-Hour Show, ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D-Hour Show welcome to my man, James Cassay.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
What's going on? James, how you doing, bro?
Well, I'm good, man. I think the expression is highly favored.
Well, James,
that's right.
First and foremost, James, I want to say welcome to the D-Hour Show, man. It's a pleasure to have you on the show with us. And I want to say, if no one is constantly telling you this, in which they need to be telling you this, but I want to say I thank you from the bottom of my heart, man. I thank you for putting your life on the line to protect me and to protect us and our country. Thank you so much for that.
Yes.
Man, it's an honor and a pleasure to serve people that, you know, are thankful and recognize the sacrifices that not only myself, but, you know, those soldiers before and after me that are fallen, still here in the fight, you know, and showing appreciation. I mean, that means a lot. It means the world.
Well, you deserve it, James. You absolutely deserve it, man, and I thank you so much for that. Now, my first question for you, bro, is tell us a little bit about your new music project, and the inspiration going into that.
Right now we're working on dropping the album. It's my first album. It's titled Just Me, due to release October 20th of 2012. We're going to do a release party in Texas, actually Dallas, Texas, right outside of Dallas, Texas. And right now we've got the hot single right now is Loving You, feature Bubba B., who's a really hot rapper with A1 Stars out of Fort Worth. And we just released the video for that not even, I want to say, 3 hours ago. A lot of good reviews. We're rocking and rolling with that video. And we're just working on that project right now and trying to wrap everything up and pushing the single Loving You and also the other single Pick Me Up.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the song Loving You. I've heard it, and I'm digging it. I'm definitely digging it. We're going to be debuting that single tonight on the D-Hour Show. on Indie Up Saturday. So it's going to be a pleasure to definitely bump that for everybody. And my next question, before I get to my co-host in the building, my next question is for all those fans that are listening right now, all the new fans, the new James Cassie fans that are listening right now, how would you describe your music to them?
My music is it's got an old school feel to it with the new school groove. I'm inspired by those that paved the way for me to even give me the opportunity and the platform to even be able to share my message and what goes on in my mind, in my heart, and in my life. So it's inspired by them, and it's like I said, it's got an old school feel to it. It's with the new school vibe, and it's for the grown and sexy. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. So it's true R&B soul, the way basically the way it used to be. Not saying anything about it the way it is now, but it's definitely got that old school feel the way it used to be.
I was listening to it, and you're right, it does have an old school feel to it, absolutely. I'm just glad that you didn't decide to use one of these new school tactics they're using right now that they like to call auto-tune, because, I think that Zapp and Roger should have just kept that for themselves. And you know what I'm saying? I think Zapp and Roger should have just kept that and kept the patent.
Amen.
On that to be able to touch it. But, that's just my opinion on that one. I got my girl, Miss Fabulous, in the building. Miss Fabulous, any questions for James?
Actually, I have a statement and a question. First and foremost, happy belated 237th birthday to you. Hoorah. Definitely Army go, Army beat Navy all day, every day.
Always.
Roger that, huh?
Roger that. What's your MOS?
I was a cable dog initially. I was a cable dog, and then when my father passed away, I got out, went back in, and worked in finance, and also worked with the Military Intelligence Battalion Brigade.
Wow. Well, sorry for your loss, and also thank you for your service. We never could be able to do any of this, anything short of just breathing without the armed, services, men and women who put their lives and their family and their destinations on hold so we can have freedom. So thank you tremendously for that from the D Hour Show and everyone, because I know Flag Day was just the other day. The other thing is, it's very interesting because even all of us that are on the line at now, and even our listening audience, our listening viewers, and our just people listening, our fans and supporters, basically dual tasks. And what is meant by that, unless you actually do this full time, how do you juggle having a career and being able to also have a career, if you will? So how do you allow yourself to still be active? Are you currently active still?
I'm not active anymore. I guess I got my papers early when I got medevac back from Iraq. Spent a little time trying to get as healthy as I could, and then I guess the best way to say it is the military and I parted ways on good terms. But now I just focus on the music, and just trying to get better and healed up from the war. I'm sure you've heard of PTSD and many other complications that the soldiers deal with when they come back home. But it's been a blessing in the same sense, because it's allowed me so much time to be able to just focus on my craft, which is, making music, writing music, and making hits and chasing my dream and sharing the dream of my father.
Absolutely. I can definitely feel you on your father thing, because I just lost my father last year. Next month will be, a year, and this is my first Father's Day without him, so I definitely feel you on that one. But, both of our fathers right now smiling and looking upon us because
right.
they left a very valuable impression in our both of our lives from what I'm hearing about you.
That's
and it's also glad that you have thrown yourself into your work to make something positive, because if we don't stand for something, we'll fall short for everything. And a lot of soldiers, because I'm a former clinician or therapist, if you want to state, but a lot of people who suffer from PTSD, STD, it's an axis, and it's a DSM-4 diagnosis, and a lot fall short of becoming homeless or substance abuse or mental anguish or things of that nature. So you're doing something positive to not only contribute to your life, but to the lives of others. So thank you so very much. I salute.
I salute you as well, and my condolences, you know, for your loss. And if I could just say something about that point you just said, it's a very serious issue, you know, as I'm sure you know, as you just mentioned, you know, our veterans, they get out and they're homeless, you know, and it's one thing they're good enough to serve our country and sacrifice their lives, but when they get out, it's like they're looking for help because, you know, they're homeless, sitting underneath freeways, and that's just, it's not right. It's not right. It's a tough life.
No, that's not right at all. You're absolutely right, James. It's not right. And you made a huge point. If they're good enough to protect this country, then they need to be good enough to be treated like national treasures when they come back.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I got my man Jit Chronicles from Grindheart Radio. Jit, you got any questions for James?
Yeah, I'm going to ask him the same question I asked the last guest. What advice did a person give to you that you actually took it, applied it, and it worked that you're willing to share with another up-and-coming independent artist?
I've been told a lot of things, actually. I've had a lot of advice. Some of the things that have stuck with me is stay who I am. Stay true to myself. Stay who I am. And don't fall for, I guess, the trend. Don't be the trendy thing, the next thing. Like, it's a trendy thing. Just be who I am. Stay on the course. Stay on the path. And always be, you know, true to myself and keep that in mind when I'm writing my lyrics. Keep that in mind when I'm singing. Don't try to be like the next person and just continue to be who I am. And that's the best way to stay. You know, I don't have to worry about faking the funk.
That's real.
Absolutely.
Good advice.
Absolutely, bro. It's the D-Hour Show on Block Talk Radio. It's the boy D. Slade, Miss Fabulous, and Jit Chronicles in the building. We're talking to my man, up-and-coming R&B star, James Cassie. Hanging out with us. We're getting ready to kick off the R&B foreplay, and then that's four back-to-back hits from these incredible artists that we showcase all the time right on the D-Hour Show. We get ready to kick off James's hit, Loving You. James, tell us a little bit about that thing.
Loving You, we just, like I said, we just did the video a couple weeks ago, and we just dropped the video a few hours ago. Production was done by Him and Her Productions. The model, she's an amazing woman. She's got a great personality. Excellent charisma, and her name is Shay Weeks, and that video was inspired by my very beautiful and amazing support system, my wife. Every lyric, everything in there, even when you watch the video, the smiling expression, trust me, she's in my mind all the time. So that was inspired by my wife. I just want to be loving you. That's for her.
And that's what's up, James. I got to say, James, you just made a whole bunch of husbands look good out there right now. So I appreciate you. They appreciate you right now, James. They're appreciating you right now, bro. Absolutely. My two last questions for you, James, and I like to ask this of a lot of the artists. If you were to describe your style, your music, and your personality, if you were to describe it as an alcoholic drink, what would it be and why?
I got to go with the Captain Coke. Captain Coke, and I say Captain Coke because it's got that smooth taste, but it packs a punch, you know, and you just can't get enough of it.
Not
my kind of drink, though.
I'm going to have to take me a sip real quick, too. And my last question for you, James, you know, people say that they think you know, when they listen to music nowadays, a lot of people aren't really feeling some of this new music that's being played. And a lot of people think that real R&B is gone. You know, they don't think that, you know, people are putting out the quality R&B that we remember, we grew up listening to, and wanted the kind of music that we remember listening to. How do you respond to that? And how does James Cassie music help to change the thoughts of those individuals who think that real R&B is just gone?
First of all, real R&B is not gone. It's never gone anywhere. Everything you hear is inspired by those that paved the way before us. It may be, you know, mutated or coming at you with a different feel, but these cats out here now that are doing what they're doing, they wouldn't be able to do what they did without listening to those that came before them. So it's not gone. on, it's not dead. And the, even the legends that are still alive, you know, we still got tons of them that are out there. You know, guys that have rolled through the times, rolled through the punches, the R. Kellys, the Ushers, all those guys, they're still out there. You know, they're just sitting back and watching, waiting for time, because timing is everything. And as far as me, I'm going to continue to do what I do, which is let that music in the past continue forward to the future through me. R&B lives on. It's not going anywhere.
No doubt. No doubt, Jay. Now, if anybody want to listen to your music, bro, online or catch up with you online talk to you online, where would they be able to find you at?
One-stop shop, jamesKessie.com, www.jamesKessie, that's KESSSE.com. It's got everything on there, videos, direct links to my Facebook, Twitter, all the social networks, you name it, I got it.
There it is.
No doubt. James, you got any shout-outs you want to shout-out to anybody right now?
Absolutely, I do. First of all, I want to shout-out to Soul Entertainment Music Group. That's the label that supports me and stands behind me. And then also I want to shout-out to my manager, Karma Love, who makes it all happen. She's the CEO. She's the top dog, and she don't play no games. And if it wasn't for her, you know, I don't know where I'd be right now in my career. Probably frustrated somewhere, but she's an awesome, awesome person, awesome woman, and incredible to have in my corner. I also want to give a shout out to my fans and supporters and people that continue to support me from day one and jump on this journey and believe in me from day one and continue to believe in me and support me. And those also in the future, the new fans, and then Live Evolve, of course. I give a shout out to the D Hour Show for you guys giving me another platform to talk to everybody and let people get to know who James Kessie is.
Absolutely, bro, and it's our pleasure, man. And I want to definitely send a shout out to Carmel too, man, for hooking us up with you and getting you on the show with us. And I just want to say first and foremost, man, it's an honor and pleasure to have you on the show with us. As far as I'm concerned, myself and the entire D Hour Show family, man, we want to say the door is open for you. Anytime you want to come back, you know, you want us to play your music, you just want to hang out with us, the door is always open for you. You're always welcome. You got a home right here on the D Hour Show.
That's love right there, right?
That's real.
Anything, about, anything I can do for you guys to support, anything you guys got going on, you know, you just let me know. And I definitely support and show love back in return. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. We're getting ready to kick off the R&B foreplay, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to start it off with James. Loving You. James, go ahead and introduce the song for everybody.
This is Loving You by James Kessie featuring Bubba B. The hot single out right now. Check out the video on YouTube. Let's drop that. It's the hot single. Drop it.
No doubt. James, you keep producing them great hits, and we're going to keep playing it on the show, bro. Again, you have a blessed night, and I'm definitely going to stay in contact with you.
Absolutely. Bless everyone, y'all.
Thank you so much.
You too, bro. Same to you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. It's the D Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio, the R&B foreplay. We started off with James Kessie's hit, Loving You, right here on the D Hour Show.
Little.
Oh, yeah. You're now listening to the R&B foreplay on the D Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio.
by my side. I always give you all I got, and together we make it hot. Now tell me that you love me, baby, that hits the spot. You only need to take a chance now, baby, give me a shot.
I just wanna be loving you.
this interview.
Shawty, why you keep on telling me I'm not the one to you? This girl must don't know about me. This girl must don't watch you know. Girl, you know I told you like your swag is crazy, sexy. I tell you in the dream.
That's what I
can
hear in
my dream, girl.
You know I like it, I love it. The way you fit them jeans, they be busted.
Hear you in my dream, girl.
I like your type, I can't hide it. When you come around me, I get excited.
You in my dream, girl. My dream, girl. My dream, girl. My dream, girl. My dream.
how we do it. Indie Up Saturday. It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D Slate getting it in for the fit-ins, no doubt. If you a fit-in, then you in the place to be. Indie Up Saturday, D Slate, Miss Fabulous, Jit Chronicles from Grind Hard Radio.
Good day.
We did it. We playing, that was the R&B foreplay, four back-to-back hits, and then that four. You heard my man James Cassie with his new hit, Loving You. After that was my girl Kenya with Nevertheless. Reggie B, the singer with Dream Girl, and my girl Kim Chase with The Life. You know how we do it. As always, first and foremost, I want to give a special shout-out and special thanks to our guest tonight, my man Journey Brave, up-and-coming hip-hop star, and my man James Cassie, up-and-coming R&B star. Make sure you guys definitely check them out at their websites, journey.brave.com and jamescassie.com. Make sure you guys check them out and get it in with them and listen to some of their incredible music. And you can always hear it right here on the D-Hour Show. Keep tuning into the D-Hour Show every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Check your local listings. You know, check the social networks. We will be posting, you know, when we're on the air, as always. And you can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search the keywords, The Hour Show. And I just want to say thank you to all the fans and the listeners for tuning into the The Hour Show. Make sure you guys tune in tomorrow on the The Hour Show for our Sunday show, The Coveted Cafe, with hosts Lamont Ferguson and Poetic Lakes. Make sure you guys check it out with the brothers. Righteous Brothers, they're going to be getting it in tomorrow on the show. They got some interviews with gospel artist Mario Brown and gospel artist Sonya B. So make sure you guys definitely check that out so you guys can get it in with them. Inspirational Brothers and great, great, great show. So make sure you guys tune in. And that show is 4:30 Mountain Standard, 6:30 Central, and 7:30 Eastern. So make sure you guys definitely check that out. And that's in the evening, so make sure you guys check it out. And as well as, you know, I just want to, real quick, before I let Miss Fab and Jit, you know, say their thing, I just want to let everybody know, for those that didn't know, real quick entertainment news tidbit, Lucy Lawless, better known as Xena the Warrior Princess, may possibly, you know, rumors that she may be facing 3 years in jail for, you know, in a protest, she had stopped a oil drilling ship from docking out in New Zealand. So hopefully she can call on her warrior princess ability throughout this situation.
Wow.
I'm gonna go ahead and start it off and let my girl let my our guest co-host, my man, my brother, Jit Chronicles. Jit, what you want to say to the people? Tell everybody about Brown Radio.
Real quick, man, y'all, just really support to the D-Hour Show, D-Slate, everybody involved, Ms. Fab, I love you. Y'all doing wonderful things over here. D-Slate, again, you know, happy two-year anniversary. And I just want to say right now, support and shout-outs to everybody out there that's been checking out Grind Hard Radio. Y'all keep doing it. We love y'all. We're going to keep doing it for the folks out there. And you can check us out at groundhardradio.com. Ain't nothing but love, baby.
There it is. Ms. Fab, what you want to say to the people?
Please. Absolutely. I want to start off with saying happy two-year anniversary to the D-Hour Show Network. Kudos to you. And thank you so very much, Jay Chronicles, for always giving us love and support. Your show is fabulous
always.
As well. So I certainly appreciate that. Also want
thank
to say
you.
Rest in paradise to you all, known as an actress, but to a good friend of mine, Yvette Wilson, used to play on Moesha. She was on the movie Friday. She was also on The Parkers as Andale. So she passed away, yes, from cervical cancer. We lost her a couple of days ago. So she helped me out with the project back in 2005. It was called the L3 Project, Learning Laughter and Literacy, when I was an educator in the public school system in Virginia. So she was very gracious. Monique was very instrumental in that project, and Bruce Bruce. So definitely rest in paradise, as D. Slate always states, to Yvette Wilson. And cancer does suck because it also claimed the life of my father 11 months ago, prostate cancer.
Wow.
So cancer sucks. This is my first year without my father, you know, so rest in peace to the number one Jamaican Cape Verdean father, Junapa Papa Sita Pakwa Mon Pia, always, mon Dieu, rest in peace to my father. And happy Father's Day to all the fathers, all the biological fathers, uncles, mentors, cousins, anyone that serves as a role model by way of a father. Definitely give your daughters their pearls and give your sons the world.
Amen.
Absolutely. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. May you guys please, please enjoy
Happy
the
Father's
rest
Day.
Enjoy the rest of your Saturday night. Enjoy your day. You deserve it. Enjoy the rest of your night. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning into the D-Hour Show. Tune in to the D-Hour Show tomorrow on the Covenant Cafe, and make sure you check out the debut of the I Got Something to Say show this coming Monday. We're getting it in. It's D. Slate. It's Miss Fabulous Jit Chronicles. We'll see you guys. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Deuces.
Yes.
Tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet. Giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour Show. Yeah, I said it, so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship. The hottest station, show. I love the underground artist. Yeah.